Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
70-year-old woman loses over $27,000 in Bitcoin scam after fake refund scheme. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A 70-year-old woman has fallen victim to a scam on Wednesday morning, resulting in a loss of $27,100 after being directed to send money through a Bitcoin machine. The woman reported receiving an email, allegedly from McAfee, stating she was being charged $569.99 and instructing her to call a number for a refund, according to Police Deputy Chief Brent Wasson. After contacting the number, the woman saw a $30,000 refund in her bank account. A man claiming to be from First National Bank then told her to withdraw $29,400 to pay McAfee back. She withdrew the cash and deposited $27,100 into a Bitcoin machine in Spearfish, South Dakota. Wasson said there are no suspects in the case and the investigation is ongoing. Potential severe weather forces early conclusion of the nighttime program of International Pathfinder Camporee. In a decision made to prioritize the safety of all attendees, the leadership of the International Pathfinder Camporee, in conjunction with the North American Division Union and international leaders, has opted to end the event's main stage nighttime program a day early, today, Friday, August 9th. According to an announcement on the International Pathfinder Camporee website, this precautionary measure comes in response to weather forecasts predicting severe thunderstorms, strong winds, and hail for Saturday late afternoon and evening. Recognizing the potential risks, Camporee officials are taking every possible step to ensure the well-being of Pathfinders during the remainder of the event. In light of the weather warnings, the Camporee is providing crucial information to international guests as well as club directors, enabling them to make informed decisions regarding their departure. By offering this guidance, the leadership aims to help all participants plan their return home safely and avoid potential dangers posed by the approaching storm. While the decision to conclude the main stage early is a disappointment to many, the Camporee's commitment to safety underscores the priority of protecting everyone involved. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.